Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Cam.
As always, it's a pleasure, Bruce.
As part of an article that will be appearing in Manitoba community newspapers and posted to the Manitoba Pork website, you discuss the importance of and pork sector's concerns related to trade agreements. First of all, why is it important and why is it timely to be talking about issues related to trade at this time?
Well, it's timely because we've just had an election and the government and the parties in the House of Commons are sitting back and looking at what their priorities should be. And we think that market access for Canadian pork and Manitoba's pork really does need to be high on the agenda for politicians and cabinet ministers. And the reason why it's important is 90% of what Manitoba produces is exported, whether that's exported on foot to the United States or as processed pork. And that's processed pork in Manitoba, our pork that's processed in Manitoba. We really rely on trade. And I found in the last few years a real shift in the world approach to trade. Economic nationalism is back in style. Protectionism is back in style. We see that in the U.S. We see that with other trading partners. And instead of looking for ways to enhance trade, we're seeing our partners look for ways to block trade. And when 90% of your product needs to leave the country, that is very worrisome indeed.
What is the pork sector's key message, especially to the politicians at this point with regards to trade? To whom is that message directed and why?
Right now, what we really do need to see is some additional resources put into areas where we actually have trade agreements, like the Trans-Pacific Partners in the CPTPP agreement, or focused on Europe, where we have an agreement, but it's really not working for Canadian agriculture. We're being blocked because of European barriers to our product. And so what we need is more resources, science-based resources, whether it's specialists from the CFIA, for example, that are specialized in food health that can address these problems, or really, you know, to proactively look at issues that are coming forward and deal with them before a politician in another government looks at that and goes, hey, I can use that to block Canadian pork products. And so we need to have that greater focus on ensuring that we get the access that we were expecting when we signed agreements like the TPP or our agreement with Europe.
Looking specifically at the agreement with Europe, what needs to be addressed at this point and why?
Well, right now what we're seeing is it's an agreement that's actually working very well for European farmers. We're seeing European agriculture and food exports to Canada increase significantly since the agreement, and that's fine. That's what a free trade agreement means. But what we're seeing is a failure by the European Union to recognize Canadian food safety standards that are scientifically just as robust as European standards, but they're not recognizing our standards as we are recognizing their standards. And that's something that the government of Canada really does need to push is to ensure that the science-based approach, the science-based standards that Canada has in place are recognized as safe by the European Union. And that really is one of the major blocks to Canadian meat. We're also seeing labeling laws that are inhibiting Canadian exports. And again, that's not within the spirit of the agreement we signed. And we need to use the dispute resolution processes in those agreements to fight back a little bit. It's Canadians are known for being nice and polite, and perhaps this is the time to stop being nice and polite and to fight back a little bit.
What tools are available, and how can and how do they need to be used?
Well, all of our trade agreements do have dispute resolution processes in them, and we need to initiate and utilize those processes. And we also have the World Trade Organization. Again, I'll take China, for example. We don't have a specific trade agreement with China, but they are members of the WTO, and they do have obligations to live up to as WTO members. And we should be challenging them when they move to block Canadian agriculture products. Those tools in the agreements like CETA or TPP, the WTO dispute resolution, Canada should be more active in taking advantage of those processes.
How much attention has been paid to these issues and what needs to happen moving forward?
I think if we look back, in the last 20, 30 years, our focus and the focus of our government has really been on negotiating trade agreements, and that's a really good thing. These agreements are there to put a stable market access in place. But with the world shifting to a more protectionist and, me first approach to trade, there needs to be a shift now. Maybe we don't need to negotiate new agreements, but let's take those resources, those people and those funds, that expertise that we had put into negotiating agreements, and let's put that into ensuring that we get the access we expected. Again, this is something that for most of agriculture, for pork in particular in Manitoba, if we don't have reliable access to international markets, it becomes very difficult to see a future that has continued and growing investment.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think, again, this is an opportune time where we have a new parliament being formed. We have a cabinet being formed. It's a good time to look at Canada's trade priorities. So I really hope that message gets through to our representatives in Ottawa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.